I wanted to say a special thank you to those who have given and are giving to the ministry to help us to publish the Word of God, to put it forth into the hearts and the minds of the people. That's our calling, to teach all men the Word of God, lost and saved, and to preach the gospel to the lost, that they might be saved. And, you know, we just could not do that without you. I love Psalm 68:11. It says that those that published the Word of God were a great number. It says, the Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. Amen. Great was the company of them that published it. And I believe that would pertain to, and that would be along the lines of what's going on here with you giving. You know, we're laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, Paul says, you and I are laborers together with God. And when I went out to the ghetto yesterday, it was something we'd call the ghetto, you know, the only white guy in sight, you know, which happens all the time, to bring Bible and to fellowship with a couple that got saved, and to buy them groceries. That's something that you who gave are going to partake in the treasure of eternally, because I couldn't do that without you. It takes gas money. It takes money to go into a store and buy bags and bags of groceries for this couple. The wife is pregnant, by the way. The husband's a hard-working fella, and but he's still looking for work. He's doing kind of piecemeal work, day labor and stuff like that. But a wonderful couple. Actually, the way this happened was last week, I ran into this guy, and I mean, the Lord had a divine encounter waiting for him, surprised, and blew the doors off of both of us. But he stood right there, and I mean, his countenance went from one state to the next within about 30 seconds, and God just captured his heart. And I told him by the Spirit of God that he needed to stop his life right now, completely, without any reserve, give it over to the Lord who made him, and that his life was going to go nowhere good unless he did. So God arrested him, and I mean, it was so anointed, I got chills again just talking about it. And it was a divine moment, and the man hearkened to the Lord. He came to repentance and put his faith in Christ. He called me a couple of days later and said, man, I mean, I said, dude, you sound like a completely new person, because you are. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And then spending time with him and his lovely wife yesterday was a blessing, man. The joy, this guy couldn't get a smile off his face. Obviously, the joy of the Lord. And let me tell you, he did not look like that when I first met him. He had anything but joy on his face. So anyway, we gave him a couple of the ministry books, because I didn't have a Bible. I'd run out of Bibles and to give him. So I gave him Soul Damning Sins and the Born Again book. And I said, man, I want you to... That's when he first got saved. I started discipling him right away and preaching to him what his identity was in Christ. That he was not a church member, that's not his identity and never will be, but that he is a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ. Just cut it right down to the chase, man, to establish the right identity before the wolves get to him and cause him to want to identify with being a member of their church, you see. Anyway, I gave him a copy of Born Again and Soul Damning Sins, and I said, there's a lot of scripture. These are scripture-rich books. Before we get you a Bible right now, I want you reading these books. Anyway, he called me a few days later and said he was reading them, and he's learning a lot from them. And then yesterday, about a week after he got saved, or less than a week, I was able to spend time with him. We bought him a Bible for him and his lovely wife, his pregnant lovely wife. It's a family of three, amen? And was able to buy him groceries and be a blessing to them. And that's because of you, because you gave. And that enabled us to do that. And this is just one of many examples. I don't even have time to put it on record, the things that God is doing and continues to do, the doors he opens up. And you're making that possible, okay, because this could not be done without your gifts. And, you know, recently somebody gave $5 and apologized for it. I said, don't apologize for that, man. That's a gallon of gas to get me to the place, you know, to minister to somebody, you know, as the Lord would allow and bless, and he always does, because he wants it more than we do by a million miles. But you know, everything counts. The widow with the two mites, that's less than one penny. Jesus rewarded her because she gave all, okay, and she gave it with the right heart. It's not the amount you give. I mean, anyway, all gifts count. They're a blessing, and they allow us to continue to do what we do. And we're not putting that money into a church building, okay? It's not being wasted at all. It's going directly into the preaching of the gospel and getting the word of God into the hearts of the people, which is why we're here. We're not here, beloved, to be rooting ourselves in this fleeting, sinful world, okay, to waste money. You know, some of our electric bills are $300-$500 a month, just thrown out into midair, no pun intended. You know, is that really glorifying God? You know, waste, waste, waste. We got to ask God to give us the holy fear of God in our stewardship. Have you prayed that lately? I pray that all the time, and it is a refreshing thing to realize how much we don't need that we think we need, and bringing our lives down to a place of simplicity and minimalistic living, and freeing us up to worship Him more and more in spirit and in truth, and to be used of Him, and to use the resources that He brings into our lives, not to waste them on pampering and coddling self, sinful self, but to get them into the, to put them to use as a tool, that money, those things, as the early church did, to bless the body of Christ and to reach out to the lost world around us. That's why we're here. And God says He's going to increase the fruits of our righteousness, and He's going to make all grace abound toward us, those that give, that we, having all sufficiency in all things, are going to abound to every good work. He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, but he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, for the Lord loveth a cheerful, a hilarious giver. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for taking a minute to listen. And we'll be on the horn soon. God bless you.